4:02. Okay, today is Monday, March 11th at 4:02 p.m. This is a meeting of the Tourism Commission. Mary Jo, would you do a roll call, please?
All right, Sharon Wasby.
Here.
And Lynn Moritz.
Absent.
Alderman Meyer here, Alderman Howell.
Here.
Mayor Klein is not here. Controller is not here, and Stephanie is not here.
Wonderful, and Troy let me know he was out sick, he called. And the entire visit team is hosting the governor's conference. I think we all knew that, but she wanted to let us know. And Stephanie's up for an award, so if she gets it, I haven't heard anything. But they did include a written update in the packet, which I didn't know they were gonna do actually, because they were busy hosting that conference, but they got it in there, so. Great. Agenda item number 3, comments from the public. Limited to 5 minutes, limited to items on the agenda. Great. Approval of the tourism minutes from February 12th, 2024. I'll move to approve.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Great. Agenda item number 5, update from Heather Jones. Meet at the Lake promotional activity.
Hello. Update from the last month, looking at some website analytics, we had a 7% increase in site sessions for a total of 2,184. Top 5 site sessions by the traffic source, first was Google, Facebook, which is our Facebook ad, social media ad campaign that we're going on right now. Third was Direct, fourth was the Santa Cruz, which I talked to Brian about, and then fifth is the other portion of our social media ads using Instagram. I had 71 active inquiries, which was down last month by 28 inquiries expected coming off of the Christmas engagement roller coaster. 63 were recorded for this time last year, so still ahead for inquiries from last year. Average session duration was 3 minutes and 12 seconds for our website, which is a 1% increase from last month. Site bounce rate was 66.2%, up 12% from last month. Looking at our Wedding Wire and the Knot February statistics, we had 70 storefront views, which was compared to 51 in our average February. And 9 leads from those two sources, down 5 from last month. Our hotels and lodging analytics page, this is part of a little bit of a skew from the Santa Claus link being used. I had 162 page views, which was up 125 from last month. Average time spent on page was 1 minute and 37 seconds, down 4 minutes and 53 seconds. I did include a 2-month update on the last 2 months of our social media ad campaign. It was included in the packet. On there, kind of talking about the amount of clicks we got, leads that went to our website. One of the things I just wanted to mention is that we had 196,000 impressions, reaching great market and getting a great response from those marketing dollars. I have put together a grant request, we'll go over for a boost to try to boost our fall 2024 business. Looking at total events for 2024, we're sitting at 50 events, and then sitting 10 total events for 2025. In the last 30 days, I did not have any changes to the number of events that we have for 2024, but I've had 5 wedding contracts come back in the last month for 2025. Looking at last year, we had 58 events booked for 2023 and 15 events booked for 2024. Once again, reiterating, I'm going to really keep an eye on 2025 with kind of what's happening post-pandemic, lack of engagements, lack of people meeting each other during the pandemic. That continues. Looking at 2024 year to date, we have $215,747 on the books. Catered revenue, we've only hosted 3 catered events so far. So we have $1,392 in catered.
We're covering agenda item number 10, is that link? that's what was skewing the results for folks that don't know. And it's big balloon bills. Is it coming through with Santa Claus?
Yes.
Online, is it?
Yeah, which is, it's good to see that that's what has changed some of those analytics. Flip side, it's great to see that their ads already getting that much coverage and that much interest. But it just kind of skews some of my geographical components and...
Yeah, she put the link to the website if they were going to take it down. I thought, you know what, we can go for a month and break her analytics in favor of all that traffic for the Lake Geneva hotels, and then we'll figure it out in a meeting. So we just let it ride.
Yeah, and I would keep an eye on it. When I looked at it again a week later, it was kind of still staying steady.
I think it's just worth noting the Riviera
before the change in room tax statute, which has nothing to do with Riviera rentals.
But back in 2017, we're doing almost 150 to 170,000 more in revenue than we did in years past. So the revenue at the Riviera is just taking off, which is fantastic. So nice job keeping it going. Thank you. Agenda. Update number 6,
Visit is not here. They put the update in their packet. I think worth noting is that they burn up almost an entire page on earned media. I just love looking at this because it's basically free press that they didn't pay for, which is fantastic. So we wish them the best of luck at the governor's conference. Visit Restaurant Week coming up April 20th through the 28th. Charity check ballot award, $10,000 in donations, 5,600 remote. Concerts in the Park is on here, and the Electric Christmas Parade. These are the upcoming public events that they have. And worth noting in their traffic is the top pages on their website,
by far, almost more than all the others combined, are their events page. So anybody that comes in here
for grants, we should remind them they've got to make sure that they've got a really strong presence on
Visit's event website. They get so much traffic. It seems to be the place where everybody's going to find stuff. So, and then everything else is up. Their social media is up, email subscribers, traffic. Even the hotel occupancy was down for the region in January by 1%.
The total revenue was up.
And usually the Lake Geneva hotels perform a little better than that. I was just skimming through it. The other thing worth noting on here is the number of RFPs. Most of the time they have like maybe 5 to 10 of these. Got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six? 26 RFPs in February, which is a lot. That's a heck of a lot more than we ever used to get. Comments about Visit's update? And it's in the packet for public consumption. Agenda item number 7,
update from the bid.
Is Alex here? Alex is not here.
So they did, I'm pretty sure she was planning to be here. I saw they put their 2024 marketing plan in here.
And reading between the lines, there are several grant requests built into this for the events that they have coming up. I didn't
anticipate that they were going to ask for all that tonight, but I think she's putting this together to let us know.
Here's what's coming. So this is the March agenda packet. I will hang on to this. And I would encourage all of us just to glance at that for the things that they do have coming up. It looks like they did get...
I think we knew last time that they got the gem grant.
For the Murals in Motion. Which is great.
And you see on each of these, they've left a space for
tourism grant. So take a look at those and we know what the bid is doing. I am very grateful they're this far out in front of it.
They have the whole entire year planned out and we can
get an idea of what they're going to ask us for. Nice job, Alex, if you're out there listening. Good job putting that together. Okay, agenda
item number 8.
Man, we are cruising today. Financial update regarding room tax dollars collected. If you zip through to page 22 in the packet, we finally have the year-end reporting. So 2023, total room tax was down about $6,800 to round it. basically, which is less than a half a percentage. It's very, very small. So
to me, that's a flat year.
It's interesting to see the numbers being so close as they are, but that resulted in total
room tax collected of
$2,236,713.80. Massive amount of room tax for the year. 2023 was a great year.
So after paying everything year end, I got the final update from
the comptroller. We rolled forward into 2024, $907,882.50. So I'm looking at you because I was trying to estimate. Remember at the end of the year, we're trying to figure out. And that's even $100,000 more than I thought we were going to roll. So we won't get additional room tax funds. I always remind everybody of this. Sorry if I'm a broken record. But our
balance doesn't change now until roughly June or July.
And even then, the cadence at which money comes in will be a little bit different because the new contract with Visit. Not waiting until the end. So we have to be a little bit responsible with this because we used to, that's the wrong way to say it, we have to do math more often because we used to know
what we would get in the second half of the year. That's going to change now
with Visit's new contract. No, the city will always go first. So the city will collect their estimate of 30% of the room tax, and then we're going to start divvying it up with quarterly payments.
So we get the numbers.
Correct. Yeah, the funding, that's always been the case. So we've always gone last
year. Now what changes is Visit takes.
Visit goes first, too. Right, and so we have plenty of money that we've rolled forward to handle what we typically do in a year. So that's a good year for us to transition to the new contract with Visit, because we have to get used to the cadence of payments. That's new for the next 5 years, that will be new. So
we're in good shape. We came into the year with
$900,000 of fund equity, and we've made grants so far of $17,850. And then we rolled forward, have $125,000 of committed grants that we made in 2023, but that will come out of our fund when they happen. Questions on that? That was kind of fast forward, but.
So the fund that has not been distributed.
Correct. No, it's still there. Yeah, it's still there.
So we've already spent 125 of the 907,
basically. And then in 2024, we've made grants of $17,850. That was for Geneva Lakes Art Foundation. Good? Financial questions? Okay. Look at that. Did we make it to the grants in 15 minutes?
All right. Agenda item number 9A, the ballroom wood floor project. I think these next two are both you, Heather.
Yep, let's do this. The first one's Sam and I. It's come to our attention that wooden floors need refinishing on the sunken in portion of the ballroom. They haven't been refinished since they were installed. Our concern is there are some bare spots that if wine or coffee got spilled into it, then they would be stained, and then we have a bigger project than just a refinishing project. So Sam received quotes. So I'm requesting $3,316 for the wood floors to be refinished. We have a hole at the end of March that we could potentially get this done if we have the grant.
To this body to do in that lakefront.
Well, we have many times to the Riviera as our convention center, mm-hmm. Closest thing we have to it, which aligns with our statute of using room tax dollars for it. So we've made grants before in the past. So we have a motion and a second. I've moved to discussion, sorry. We've made several grants for the Riviera over the years,
treating that as our convention center.
I'm happy to have it come out of this as another part of the budget. I just wanted to make sure that was whole.
My understanding is that it is.
We have it before. I think many people agree with you. Yeah.
We have the challenge equipment.
Yeah.
Not in this.
We were challenged on the Riviera, the paying of the interest.
Yeah.
On the loan against, they had to go to the state and ask for the city attorney involved. Ultimately, it was said that you can do that. But as far as HARP grants for, you know, scaffolding the roof, those sorts of things, we've made many. We remodeled the kitchen 1 year, I think that was $95,000 or something.
Just recently, now the last wave of that.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're not alone in your feeling of it.
It definitely fits the statute. It's used significantly by transient tourists, and it's our convention center, so. Okay, motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great, yes. Thank you. And stay right there for agenda item number 9B, the fall 2024 and winter 2025 promo.
So I'm looking to put together a motion to kind of help push interest into a fall, kind of late fall and then winter events. You know, coming out of COVID, I don't have as many reschedules. Late fall, early winter for, you know, 2024 going into 2025 is not as strong as it was this time last year going into this past season. So what I'm looking to do is put together a promotion that would offer groups or weddings 25% off of their Riviera rental fee. That 25% would then be paid by the commission to the city to cover that shortfall based on the group confirming and up 30 room nights at a City Lake Geneva hotel. We did something like this about a year ago for winter. So I get rooming lists, make sure that they did confirm those rooms, Harbor Shores, Bella Vista, you know, all of those places, and then out after their event.
What was the discount last year?
Was it also 25%? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It worked, and it definitely increased interest. It would not apply to any sort of nonprofit rates because those are already significantly discounted, or the resident rate because those are also significantly discounted. So this would be targeting non-residents, tourists, people coming in, traveling.
Off season, the slow time.
Yep. So we're looking, yeah, October, November, December. As soon as this will be approved, I have a PDF document ready to go that we can start promoting it. And then it would also be part of our social media ad campaign I had going through April 15th. So kind of pushing that through business and capturing.
Do you have an estimate about how much money this is? I understand you can't tell me exactly, but is there some sort of estimate?
The goal was 4 events, is kind of what I based dollars on, and that's hard too because you have some off-peak rates and some peak rates. So I think I estimated the total amount at about it's the same thing.
Yeah, but I had
the same question, like, can we put some sort of a cap on here, know that, hey, this is not going to exceed $10,000 or something?
I think we easily could, and then I would monitor it, and every time one would come in, then I would take that off of what we want to max out.
So I guess, what are you asking for? We have to know so we can make a motion.
Yeah, I think $10,000 would be very fair. That's going to be about, you know, 4 to 5 events, depending on where they land, peak, non-peak, Saturday.
So I would make a motion to approve up to $10,000.
Fine.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion and a second. I think then along the way, if you could just monitor when that's happening.
Because
if it's
right, if it's very successful, I want to
obviously end the program for bringing in
all this, you know, off season.
I could do another grant request if I fulfill this amount.
I feel like last year was not even $3,000.
I had one that went through last promotion time frame.
It was on 2,800.
I think so. Yeah.
So she's doing.
Yeah. Anything for winter time.
Yeah. Even fall isn't filling in this year like it has in past years. So I don't have the demand for November, and November's still off peak and not that in the area. About my updates a lot too, to make sure that we're staying ahead of it, preparing for it if it's something that's inevitable, but capturing any business that we possibly can. Food costs are another big part of that, that, you know, people's budgets aren't allowing for the big destination weddings, and Lake Geneva is such a big destination wedding location. So
hopefully the dinners.
Yeah. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Great. Unanimous. Thank you very much.
Agenda item number 9C, the Tavern League of Wisconsin Spring Conference. 924.
Welcome.
Hello. Good afternoon. Thank you for having us. Our viewers have cast out our... My name is Tina Conley. I am the Managing Director for the Tavern League of Wisconsin. Mark Jefferson is also with me. He is the Executive Director of the Tavern League of Wisconsin. We are coming today to ask the Tourism Commission of Lake Geneva for a $10,000 grant towards our spring convention that will be taking place April 8th through the 11th at the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa. You have a marketing plan inside of your folder. I'll just start by going through that quickly. Just a little bit about the Tavern League of Wisconsin. It was, inception was in 1935. We currently have 67 counties that have local leagues, and they represent about 5,000 establishments in the state of Wisconsin. Our members are made up of individual tavern owners, restaurant owners, hotels, golf courses, and campgrounds. Anybody that has a Class A or Class B liquor license in the state of Wisconsin is eligible to be a member. We also have affiliate memberships, for which we have about 200 companies and businesses that service the hospitality industry, whether that's with, you know, wood cleaning or glassware or garbage disposal. Restaurant, campground, or golf course would need, we will allow affiliate membership to also take part in our association. We have two conferences and conventions annually, one in the spring and one in the fall. Our 67 leagues go through a bid process and put in an RFP to host those events. We have the last one that we had in Lake Geneva was approximately 10 years ago, also at the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa. We have grown quite significantly in the last 10 years. We are getting to a point where we will only be able to go to certain cities that have the facilities and the infrastructure that can accommodate 1,000 people that come and the 100 exhibitors that we have. So, we're limiting our options. The larger we grow, the less places we're able to house our event. So we have Class A and Class B license holders. Class A license holder are the convenience stores, gas stations, people that just sell the malt beverages. And then the Class B license holders are the ones that have the full liquor license with the spirits also. And then, of course, our affiliate members. Our show is very attractive to businesses and affiliate membership and our exhibitors because these are the owners of the establishments that are coming to our event. It's a four-day event. In some cases, our members are closing their establishments and using this as their vacation to come down to the Tavern League Conference. had a few hours of some programming and education throughout the day, and then in the evening hours, there's always off-premise things that are organized by the league that over the nightlife portion of the event. So there are large sales that take place with our affiliate membership, especially with like restaurant equipment and things of that nature. So it's well attended. We typically have no problem selling out our exhibitor booths. Face-to-face contact, obviously hospitality industry, we're all about seeing people in person, right? So COVID was difficult for us, as it was for everybody. People were significantly hit hard with that. We're still in the process of recuperating and trying to keep our members afloat and their heads above water. The marketing that we have for our upcoming event, we have a six-prong approach here. We have, obviously, our website, which has landing pages, it has graphics on the home page, all that funnel you to the registration, whether you're an exhibitor or an attendee. We have a Facebook page with about 23,000 followers and Twitter as well. We have a CRM tool that is called Growth Zone, and that kind of helps us to do our email blasts and get targeted information directly into the hands of our league leaders. We can tailor it to go directly to our members. We can split it up based on whether they're affiliate or whether they're tavern owners, whether they're Class A or Class B, region, where they're located. So we use that tool quite often in our daily operations, and it's very helpful, especially with the tracking and recording of all of the reports that we need for forecasting and budgets and so on and so forth for our upcoming conferences and we do utilize email marketing quite significantly, as well as print marketing. So a number of our members skew to an older demographic that are not tech savvy, that are not comfortable using computers, do not check their email, so on and so forth. So we have large budget items for printed materials because that is how we get the information into the majority of our members' hands. Also something that they can keep on the bar or keep in their magazine holders at the hotels and so on and so forth to kind of let the general public be able to lay eyes on some of that advertising as well. And then we have a YouTube page where we'll have some live feeds of Facebook Lives. We also have a slideshow that runs continuously throughout the conference with a photographer on site that kind of is taking photos of all of the different things on site and off site that take place during the convention. People can go on and add their own photos, and then it's just kind of like a running little documentary of what's going on. So the marketing budget for our event is about $14,700 between the print advertisement that we do, the on-premise advertisement that we do at the actual convention, as well as the digital marketing that we do prior to, during, and then directly afterwards. Our magazine advertisement is about $6,000. There is a pre-convention issue that goes out with about a four or five page spread, and then a post-convention spread that also goes out again with another 4 or 5 pages. We have on-site conference booklets, which I passed along a sample of, and those are at a cost of $3,500 to print. The challenge coins, again, also go around. The proceeds from the challenge coins are given to charity by the choice of the host county. Walworth County this year has chosen Vets Roll and pledged a guaranteed $10,000 donation to Vets Roll. We also hold exhibit spaces for six other nonprofits: Hawks for Heroes, the Gilbert Brown Foundation, Center for Suicide Awareness, for Relief, and the Blue Knights. So they are all given free space at the convention, and they can collect donations as they like. Last year we had given away, I believe, three Harleys with the money that we've raised through Hawks for Heroes. We at the fall convention we had the last Harley, and so people could take a look at it. As far as the philanthropy goes and the charitable contributions from the Tavern League of Wisconsin statewide, with our 5,000 members in 2023. Raised $15.3 million and was donated to 17,000 unique charities across the state. Walworth County has 103 of our 5,000 members, and in 2023 they donated $124,352 to 105 unique charities in their area. As I have already said, they have pledged $10,000 to Vets Roll. Our last two conventions have brought in 948 and 950 attendees. That is to the two, about 1,243 hotel stays in Lake Geneva for our four-day period. We have hotel room blocks at the Grand Geneva and Timber Ridge. Trying to keep as many of our attendees on campus as possible. As I've mentioned, we have a lot of older members, and getting to and from the hotels to the convention space, a problem at times, depending on what location we're in. When we were in Stevens Point last spring, we had six overflow hotels because the host hotel was not large enough to accommodate all of the rooms that we needed. We were very far in advance, so we contract these out 5 years in advance, so the show sometimes outgrows the space that's already been contracted for, so then we kind of have to troubleshoot, and that's why in six hotel blocks in Appleton. In the fall, we had three hotel blocks. Here we have two where we land with our contracts. So if we were to be awarded the tourism grant, we would make Lake Geneva our major sponsor. They would be global presence on everything printed and digital that we do as far as the convention goes, and any press releases that would go out to the effect of our convention coming to town. Between the 103 members in Walworth County, we put to, our programming is pretty much by about 5 p.m. every day. At the trade show finishes as well. And then what takes place is that the local league hosts all of these events throughout the county, and transportation is provided to take our members from the hotel, and we basically transport them to these events off-site. They are very much appreciative of the host. They want to go to the members' establishments. They want to spend their money in the taverns and the bars and the restaurants rather than spend them at the hotel. They would rather give it to the members. So we do a $2 bill exchange. We exchange about $2,000 or $6,000 in $2 bills, and they use that money to tip and go around so that all of the locations know that Tavern League members have been in their establishments. And let's see, we also have conference bags. If we were awarded, we would logo on the conference bags that would be given to all of the attendees on the trade show for their 100 booths and to pick up all of their materials from all of the exhibitors. So that's all I have to say. I would take any questions you may have at this point.
I'll start. Tina, the Tavern League is fantastic. We have some hurdles to address, though.
Sure.
Well, the biggest one of which is that this is not technically a City of Lake Geneva event. It's at the Grand Geneva Hotel, and the night stays are at the Grand Geneva. And so we're restricted to make marketing-specific grants that are going to bring people to town that will generate more night stays.
Sure.
And when those conferences are outside city limits, that's more difficult. It's not that we haven't done it or can't.
Sure.
But we have to address how we're going to drive economic activity and room stays for the City of Lake Geneva when the event is at the Grand and most of the content is happening there. Could you maybe speak to that a little bit of how we can?
Sure. So we didn't have all of our hotel rooms contracted with the original contract. So there is an amendment, which we have not signed the amendment as of yet, waiting to find out if it's a deal breaker to not have hotel stays in another room block outside of Grand Geneva or Timber Ridge. So there is an opportunity still on sale for us to do a room block elsewhere. Well, it would probably be at this point 100 rooms. Of our people book the rooms like immediately when the room block opens. So they have already booked the rooms, so I wouldn't want to go more than 100. And we also haven't contracted out past 2026, spring of 2026. So wanted to come back to Lake Geneva conference again, then we would be able to split that up a little bit more evenly.
Questions, thoughts? Tina? Yeah, Ken?
I worry about how many rooms might come within our purview. I don't know when Grand Geneva holds a convention like this. They want the people to stay at the Grand Geneva. They have enough rooms to handle. Now, you're talking about 900-some people and the thing, and how many rooms do 900 people take?
1,243.
That's room nights or how many
that's
rooms?
That's nights, yeah. Oh, so nights, that's, our rooms is about, let's see, 818.
Then you blocked off 100?
No, no, I'm saying I blocked off everything. I haven't signed my amendment. I have 823 blocked off so far, but people have already booked. So the Timber Ridge room block is already open. We didn't sign a guarantee for the rooms for that, is what I'm trying to say.
So what I'm getting at is how many?
I would only be able to do another room block off-site at this point for 100 rooms.
Approximately 100 rooms.
Correct.
So that's where I came up with that figure. Mm-hmm. How often do they get off of site? Off-site and to Grand Geneva and come to town, that's a positive. No matter where they go, a lot of them are going to come to Lake Geneva. How do we know how many are going to show up for how many nights? I'm talking more than just room nights. I'm talking about coming into town and spending their money at the local establishments. In Geneva, they have that many establishments that they keep everybody there for that.
And
how much is that worth to the city? Got the money to do this. It's a very nice event. The publicity is very good. But are we allowed to do that with so few rooms?
Well, and I'm on board with Candace. I'm unfortunately the one who gets the calls in between meetings.
And a very common one is this one's not even in Lake Geneva.
Sure.
I'll get that one a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I would appreciate, aside from just being a vote on it, I would personally appreciate some ammunition.
Sure.
Say, hey, this is why we approved it.
Sure.
There are room nights that are in town. It sounds like there are activities that are going to drive economic activity to downtown. I'd love for some more clarity on that and just some additional information on how are all those people at the Grand Geneva for this event going to be coming downtown and participating in tax-generating activities in city limits.
So Walworth County has put together transportation. We will be busing people. There's, buses and three trolleys, and I mean, there's quite an extensive, there's a promotion called the Grand Challenge. So depending on, the length, the distance away from Lake Geneva, the Grand Geneva that they're going to get, each establishment's going to have basically raffle tickets for them. The further they go, the more raffle tickets they get. The shuttles run from 5 o'clock until bar time. And I will be quite transparent with you. The pricing at member establishments is much more economical for our members and our attendees than to drink at the Grand Geneva. Mm-hmm. And so they purposely will leave, they will break camp to go to a member establishment and spend their money rather than give it to the hotel. So. Oh, sure. Could have done that. My problem is that booking up these room blocks almost a year in advance. So the minute that we sign the contracts with the Grand Geneva, the leagues, each one of these 67 leagues, they will call and take 50 rooms apiece because they hold them for their members and they want to make sure that they have rooms because they had more than one incident where they haven't been able to stay on campus. Yeah.
So I don't think anybody has
we're not, I mean, we're not, we, our room blocks aren't full. So we have about, let's see, we had about 700 registrations in the last 10 days before. And they can register on site. It only costs them $10 more. It's $50 for somebody to come for all 4 days. So they don't really see a need for registering ahead of time. They kind of wait to see, do, can they cover the shifts? Are they going to be able to work? You know, which days are they going to be able to attend? And then they wait till the last minute to sign up. So like, I may have probably, I probably booked 600 to 700 rooms at the Grand Geneva, but I only have 323 registrations on my website as of right now.
So I have a couple initial thoughts on this,
just to kind of put out there for conversation. So in order of how easy this is to, for me to say yes to, so the conference bags,
yeah,
that's local businesses, coupons, that sort of thing. Like, you're getting that in the hands of all the people who are attending and using that to drive them into town. I like that one. That's $1,000.
And then putting the, our logo on.
Right, right. But I like that it's a vector for local businesses, that they can pull people from the conference, and it sounds like there's transportation. Booklets accomplish much the same thing, because you're calling out the Walworth County
and City of Lake Geneva establishments that people can go to. That's part of it. That was $3,500. And then the Walworth County pamphlet?
That's for this grand challenge, which is listing the 103 members, and then the distance, so yeah, the distance away from the Grand Geneva, and how many raffle tickets they'll get for visiting each establishment. So it's like a trifold.
Give me a little more information on the challenge coins.
And that charity that was chosen?
Yeah, so the challenge coin, if you have a copy of it in your folder, it has your logo on it. It's going to have your logo on it no matter whether we get the grant or not, because we have to order that very far in advance.
Right.
It has the actual Lake Geneva logo is on the front of it, and then the Vets Roll logo will be on the back of that.
And where the money's going?
That's what the $10,000 pledge to Vets Roll comes from,
and
the challenge.
That's a charity or state?
That's a national charity.
It's a national,
yeah. All branches of government.
Yes, Ken.
I cannot see at this time that we're going to get a lot of hotel rooms in the city of Lake Geneva.
What
we have to do is we have to estimate how much business is going to be brought into town, which could be considerable since we're the closest, and we don't get many raffle tickets, we're still the closest to Geneva, and it might do a lot of good for the local economy. That's the only way I could sell this in my mind is if, and there's no way you can give us an estimate as how much money is going to be spent. There's no way you know. Are all of these brochures and things that you would put in your packet, I mean, have you got them already? Or do you have time to go around to local businesses and ask them to put something in there? I mean, that seemed a little late to me.
Walworth County, they've been putting things out. They're going to each one of their member establishments and dropping things off.
How about other businesses in town?
I don't know. I'd have to. We personally in the state office don't have the bandwidth to personally drop anything off. They would have to be the ones to do that. The local league would have to be.
Oh, who's putting this packet together?
We put the packet together.
So are you able to go into around town and say, hey, would you like to advertise in this convention we're doing and pick up some of these brochures or anything they might have at any type of store other than your members?
Time is a little short for that at this point. Getting them to add something to the bag is easy if they have something readily available for them to be able to design something and have it produced, get it into my hands in order to get it into attendees. You know, that's where the disconnect would be or the issue would be.
Wouldn't have to be special. It would have to be stuff they have on hand.
Exactly.
They advertise their business, but is there even time for that?
Yeah, there'd be time for that, yeah. I mean, we don't put these together until we're here, so we come on Sunday, we put these things all together. So as long as we have it all by the 7th of April, we can get it in. have 700 rooms left to, I have 700 people left to register for the event. I have probably about 700 rooms booked already. Which I only have 118 rooms. So I only have about 120 rooms left that aren't booked.
I guarantee that those are going to Grand Geneva if they have them. Again, our decision has to be in how much business will it bring into the city.
Right, and just something worth noting is, you know, nowhere in the state statute does it say that an investment in a grant needs to be a positive ROI. Like, we're going to generate the amount in room tax that we spend.
Again, we've got to be able to justify a decision that
right.
we're going to call and say it's not in Lake Geneva.
So, and then it also says reasonably likely to generate overnight stays. So I put, you know, there are different people on this.
This is why I think we have a diverse group. There's a hotel owner, a business owner, a resident, alderman. And so we have to decide what reasonably likely sounds like. And if the economic activity generated justifies not as strong of an ROI as a conference that we're right here in town, using all of our hotel nights and generating room tax.
Or maybe people that might come back.
Right.
Towards. Oh, that was a nice town. I'd like to see them more.
Well, it's an off-peak time. It's not during the weekend, right? It's a Monday through a Thursday, so business owners, four nights for them. That they're getting more business during that time frame. We do have a lot of establishments when we come to town. We're on the marquee, Welcome Tavern League member. They know we're coming. They've heard we're coming. They're excited we're coming. They open on Monday nights because they're not normally open on Monday nights, you know, all that kind of stuff.
One of their events, not all of it, it's
yeah,
it was at Grand Geneva prior to this position. Yeah, they do all of the exhibits and everything. They need the forum, they need almost 60,000 square feet of space, so like an off-site dinner or something along those lines, but not the full scope of the event.
But they need Grand Geneva. They've got all those rooms they can let out, and
right.
that's why Grand Geneva wants all the rooms to be there.
Yeah, and Tina, I know we're running you through the paces here.
Hey, that's okay. That's
not
what I paid for.
I spend the time to try to find reasons to say yes to tourism grants because there is value to people coming to town and discovering us and driving economic activity and pulling people into town. And I agree. I love the grants, but that many people that want to go out to the bar at night, which the Tavern League likely wants to do, they're going to leave because there's only a few places that they can go. So I have no doubt that a conference of this magnitude is going to bring people to town. It won't generate as many hotel room nights as we would like. There are other events that clearly do that. So I'm trying to pull apart the things that we can justify paying for, that our marketing expenses are going to bring people to town, likely reasonable to generate overnight stays.
Yeah, Zakiya.
Yes, one more question. So your magazine and booklet, how often do you print them? Once a year or every 2 years?
On-premise magazines are printed 6 times a year. 5,000 distribution. The booklets are only printed for the conference and convention.
So this is like it's
sure.
not going to generate revenue for this event,
right.
but at least in the future your members can use that when they are
anything if you want an ad for you, or you can send us an ad that's already produced.
Yes, Ken.
I'm looking at this as our little bit of advertising. City of Lake Geneva for the future, plus the business that we'll be bringing in. So I would way to advertise for our future years to come and repeat business, I would move that we allow the $10,000 grant.
Contingent on an ad being created in the...
And the remaining permit is 20 rooms.
Do I have to guarantee that they're booked?
She
can't
do that.
She can't
do that. Yeah.
If she stops taking reservation, Like, it's so bad.
Assuming there's no attrition.
Maybe guide all of our members to book at the City of Lake Geneva, whoever has not booked yet.
Sure. So this is getting a little muddy. Let's clarify what the motion is. So we have a motion to approve
the $10,000 grant.
Right. I told you why, but I didn't put any strings on it. I mean,
you didn't put any strings on it, okay. No. Well, so let me, I'll second. And now let's have some discussion and see if we're going to change something. Okay.
Okay, so you put two things to
Okay, which are?
Advertising in your booklet and the magazine for at least a year, and then for City of Lake Geneva Hotel.
So that's
second. Okay, the first one sounds easy, right?
Yeah, that's
okay. So the second one, let's clarify what that means. So I think if we operate from the premise that you can't control what people do, it might be enough to direct them, to try and direct them in some way that these hotels are available. Is there a way to accomplish that works?
I'm going to need some direction as well, because I would like to try to book the closest hotel to the venue.
Sure.
And if they already have built-in shuttle service, that would be helpful, because right now the shuttles are only contract. That's that jumps the expense of the shuttles considerably, because I have to bring them from outlying hotel program portion and the trade show portion.
Number two is tricky.
Something you can do.
I mean, I would certainly, I can set up a room block, all of that. I just don't know if people would choose to go there if there are rooms available.
Well, and setting up a room block is tricky, because
we can't have favoritism to one of the downtown hotels.
Sure, right. You can't recommend somebody.
Right, so it's just to have a presence that people know it's an option.
Sure, yeah.
And we can mess up Heather's website traffic even more, because we have one website that lists them all.
Okay.
Because here's all the City of Lake Geneva hotels that are downtown.
So I don't have to set up a room block. I just have to promote the other hotels in Lake Geneva.
I think that would be
an option. They were not booked yet.
Certainly,
maybe some of the other hotels and book, or maybe.
And what's the easiest way for you to do that? Is that a website link? Is it something in printed material?
Yeah, if it's on your website and it's already all listed, all I would do is say these are your options for hotel stays in the City of Lake Geneva. I would have it on my landing page for the conference and convention. And I haven't done the pre. I'm holding off on the convention on Premise Magazine. Yep.
Okay, so let's clarify this then. So we have a motion and a second. I think the proposed amendment is that it includes 1 year of advertising in the magazine and the conference booklet.
I'll give you a website logo on the annual sponsorship.
And I love your offer for creating the ad copy.
Okay.
How we're going to approve that in time before our next meeting is a tricky one.
I guess we can just, as long as you can link to the hotel.
Sure.
Why don't we start with an email for me? And then I can, I doubt we need a special session to agree that this is an acceptable ad.
Y'all just trust me, but we can, I'm sure we can get something organized.
So number one is the amendment, Ken, is to approve the grant, and the two strings are in 1 year of advertising in the on-site magazine that goes out and the conference booklet. And number two is a link to the City of Lake Geneva hotels and motels on the landing page for the conference.
Okay.
Acceptable?
Yeah.
Okay, did Mary Jo did that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a format we can get it in the minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I guess we're following protocol. Are you amending your?
Oh, that's fine with me.
Okay.
I'll second. A friendly amendment.
Okay. A friend. I feel like.
You don't have to go on the amendment now, the whole thing.
So we're voting on the amendment.
Yep.
Yeah, I think you do have to vote on the amendment. All in favor?
No.
Aye.
Okay, we have an amended motion and a fresh second. Sure, that will be me again.
Yeah.
A motion and second. Any other discussion on this?
Okay, just to review, that's to award the $10,000 to the Tavern League of Wisconsin with the two strings of a year of advertising in both publications, and a link on the landing page for the conference.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
I have a question.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So the question is, this is a...
Much harder than you thought, right?
That's the old one. Yeah. So, that's the coin that's already done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's one.
Okay.
So a notice,
back, right? Yeah,
so
please.
A notice went out today that we do have now. There was confusion on the city of Lake Geneva logo,
okay,
and the Lake Geneva Tourism Commission. Tourism Commission spends money that comes from out of town.
Sure.
City of Lake Geneva uses local taxpayer. So we made our own logo. We're trying to differentiate a bit.
Okay.
And so going forward, we're using that logo in promotion for marketing materials, which I can, anything that's not been published, I can give you the new version of it.
Sure.
If you want, if it's already on the coins, the old way, the notice that went out said, use what you did.
Yeah.
It's fine, so don't sweat it. But going forward, we have a new...
Yeah, if I can get a large file of that.
And Tina, is your contact information is in the request?
Yes, tina@tlw.org.
I will send you that logo.
Sure.
And then we can be in communication on what the print ad's going to look like. And
sure. Would anybody like to attend the opening ceremony to get up and say something about...
Stephanie would most definitely do that.
She's not here today.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to volunteer her.
Unless, yeah, any of the other ex officio members have an interest in doing that?
None.
We have the mayor.
I'm interested in giving this back.
Yeah, I hate to steal your print advertising. I had all this in the...
Sure.
Packet for tonight. So if you'd like to keep your information for...
I don't need it anymore.
Okay.
Brian, can you add
extra
website link to our
group? Oh, yes. So I need...
for my card to...
Okay. Right? Heather's link.
Working with the Tavern League.
The logo.
Prepared me for this.
And the ad.
Okay, so add in the magazines for 1 year, add on the website. 1 year, link to the hotels on the website landing page for the conference and convention. What was that?
Right.
Booklet, yeah.
And I'd like to make a motion that Zakia and I can approve that ad.
Mm-hmm. And he still stands
outside of this meeting.
I'll second.
Good with that, Ken?
I'm wondering.
Would you like to do it? I'd be happy to.
I'm wondering if I can trust you.
No, yeah.
That's why Zaki is there. She's going to make darn sure that it meets the requirements of the local hotels contest.
That's fine.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for your patience on that.
No problem.
All right. Dana and Sherm, come on up for agenda item number 10. D, the Wee Whiskey Fest.
I know how hard it is, so be prepared.
Well, you have an advantage because Dana was on the other side of this counter.
I know all these questions.
For 3 years, yeah, she knows.
No, I'll do the other stuff for you.
That's why she'll be speaking on our behalf.
Great shot, by the way.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Yes, uh-huh. That sums it up.
So, thanks for being with us. We're here obviously to talk about Wee Whiskey Fest. This is the inaugural year of Wee Whiskey Fest Lake Geneva. We are going to be hosting it April 19th, 20th, and 21st.
Thank you.
So, multitude of different things included in this. We did send a link within this too to our website. I hope you guys all checked it out. We have spent a substantial amount of money and time and effort getting that thing looking amazing and inviting to get people out here. Little background, I'm not going to read this verbatim because I'm sure you guys all have read that, but little background, the Geneva Lakes Whiskey Club is a club that Sherm and I started, I think it's about 2 years ago now, just to kind of gain some traction in the whiskey world and, you know, get camaraderie with people and see, you know, if this event was going to be something that could be held here in Lake Geneva, and we had a really great response to it. Right now, I think we literally just advertise right now on that Facebook, and we have just about 900 members at this point on our Facebook page. We, in the past, have done monthly meetups. Sometimes it's every other month, depending on what we have going on. Because we have very busy schedules with our businesses as well. And every time that we host that, it has grown. I think the last one that we had, there was at least 55 people that attended, which is a great turnout. Just keeps growing and growing. As far as this event, though, is concerned, over the 3 weekends, or 3 days over the weekend, we have Friday evening, the 19th, we have a couple different specialty tastings. Most of this is downtown Lake Geneva. There is one, two events that are outside of the downtown area, which is one Friday night event. We're hosting a bourbon dinner at 90. And then another tasting or two in downtown Lake Geneva here. Saturday is the big day. It's our grand tasting. We had tried very, very hard to get in downtown Lake Geneva, but just as the Tavern League stated, there wasn't a place that was either big enough or we could do it because they didn't have a liquor license that we could utilize. So unfortunately, we had to go a little bit outside of town, so we're holding that event at the Ridge in their main ballroom down there to accommodate, you know, the 300+ people that we were expecting. However, so that event is Saturday afternoon from 2 to 6. That evening, we have two different parties planned downtown. We're hosting the general admission party at Magpies, and then we have our VIP party at Maxwell, both of which are sponsors with us already. And dinner pairings that we have, I think, five or six different local restaurants that are doing other different whiskey-themed pairings, or, you know, whiskey bites and whatnot. And then Sunday, we have the cocktail contest throughout the afternoon. We've got 8 to 10 different local establishments all competing to have the best cocktail. That we'll roll into next year, look at a little award and whatnot, and have little bragging rights. And then Sunday, there is also four other little a la carte tastings and closing party at the Lake Geneva Distillery. So it's a big whiskey sipping weekend where I'm really wanting people to stay and enjoy the town outside of, you know, the events that we have scheduled. So page 2, you'll see our budget, our full budget. We're not taking this lightly and spending quite a bit on advertisement because we really want this to hit and keep bringing it back year to year. As far as the marketing plan though is concerned, this is our first time of doing an event like this, so these numbers may not reflect really what we are going to be hitting. Estimate on this part, but we have signed up with WGN Radio and ESPN 1000 to do a bulk of our advertising. And they are hitting all the markets that love to come to Lake Geneva, most of which is going to be, you know, the Chicagoland market. And then we have allocated some time and funds to the local markets too, between Madison and Milwaukee, and then, you know, Walworth County in general as well. As far as the overnight stay, so let's look over the marketing budget just for a second. So the website creation was a big chunk of our marketing budget, which obviously that's a one-time thing. Hopefully we won't have to do much changes to that. WGN Radio, then the ESPN 1000. The numbers that I originally sent you is a little different than what we decided to go with them. After talking with them, they sold us on this, which was a little bit more expensive, but that number is now at $92.75. But I think we'll get a nice return on that. We're doing a lot of marketing on social media. We are in discussions right now with the Wisconsin Valley Media Group on kind of what to do with them. Also with the Lake 96.1, we are still in discussions on what to finalize with them. A bunch of print. We actually already put in our grant application for the downtown banner, so we'll have that for, I want to say, a full week. A
couple weeks.
I think it's actually 2 weeks leading up to the event, which we've already put the City of Lake Geneva's logo, the Tourism Commission, on our stuff too, because we needed to put that in and start printing already. I hope we use the right one. My eyes are a little
bad. Actually, I think you're the very first person to ever put it in print.
Love that.
Just came out and you got it done. Yeah.
So yeah, the different banners and brochures, which brings our full marketing budget, you know, with the addition of the ESPN, just over $40,000. We're asking the Tourism Commission to, for the $20,500. We got that number basically by taking out the funds that we have spent on the website. Obviously, the marketing is more of what we're looking for. As far as the room stays, we have partnered, obviously our event is over at the Ridge. We have a small block for us over there. I think 30 rooms is what we decided to hold over there. Other than that, we have partnered already with, I think, four different Lake Geneva hotels, the Maxwell Mansion. I mean, they're a huge partner with us, holding multiple events over there. The Baker House, Geneva Wells, and Harbor Shores, and the Cove. Also, Lake Geneva Vacation Rentals as well, we've partnered with. Outside of that, so those are the ones that we have already partnered with, but outside of that, on our website, we did list all of the other downtown Lake Geneva hotels as other viable options to stay. The fact that this is a three-day event is going to require people to stay here if they're not local, and you know, we're obviously are marketing to out-of-towners. So within that, over, I'd say, calculations that we did, might be a little on the low side as well, just for the fact that all the tickets that we've sold so far, all of them seem to be out-of-towners. Well, I think maybe like 5% of them are local.
Just judging by the phone number, area code, and what's happening in the ticket sales so far, they're almost all out of town.
Right. So we're really excited to bring this event to town and really get people, you know, nice another reason to come visit Lake Geneva in the off-season. From the Ridge, the Grand Event, we do have a trolley. We've rented some buses over there to bring people back into downtown safely. We obviously, it's a liquor event. We want people to be as safe as possible. So we have that throughout the entire event from bringing people to and from downtown, back to the hotels or restaurants and all that stuff.
Going to be a big, classy, the right kind of people coming to Lake Geneva for years to come. Put into this and make this right. We've been wanting this for a long time. This we think now that we, because of our club supporting this, and we thought it would be a little bit more local than it is, and it's not bad. I think we have 160 tickets sold, and 80% of them are 312 area codes or out of state. So our numbers, I think, are going to be very low, and judging by the bookings already at our host hotel partners, that 120 bookings is probably going to be more like double that, because it's going to be multiple night stays. This event is kind of continue to expand beyond what we were originally going to do. It's going to be maybe one night, now it's kind of two nights, and then now Sunday with a Sunday party, and maybe Sunday night as well. So now the rooms are adding up pretty quickly.
Possibility to definitely hit that 250 to 300 mark, depending on, you know, what kind of, and the, you know, the guests want to have.
And we have that option because it's in April and because there's not many people staying in town that weekend. We did do that on purpose. We know there's a lot going on in the city. Been here forever. We understand it can be with any other things, and summer is kind of crazy. So we purposely did this in April.
I said it coincides with Restaurant Week too. The start of it.
I think your attendee and room night estimate is low, which is surprising
because you've seen a lot of these.
With that kind of a marketing budget and pre-event ticket sales that high for a three-day event, I think you could have estimated higher.
I think we're being scared and humble right now.
It grew fast.
This is frightening.
This kind of marketing budget we put into it, it's growing really fast. Yeah. It's like 10 ticket sales every few days. So we have to cap it at some point. But we were underestimated. Actually, we were actually going to possibly increase our grant amount requested, but we're going to hold it where we are at. Stay partners, stay, you know, working with this together. But yeah, this is starting to take off. And we about 70 to 80% going through the information that we have.
Yeah, we don't have their addresses or anything, but it would seem that.
If their phone numbers and their codes are out of state. Yes.
The tickets, yes. So these are pre-sale tickets. We don't have any numbers on how many hotel rooms have already been booked.
Again, as Dana said, our main focus hotels are all downtown.
Yeah.
It's the Cove and the Harbor Shores and Bella Vista, and then little ones like Maxwell Mansion and things like that for specialty. But that's the focus, is downtown hotels.
Is this weekend?
going to open next year, a third year, for a...
It's the liquor license thing.
I went around and around with Lana about this, you know, for the last 2 years.
We tried this for about a year, trying to figure out how to do it, whether it's at Horticultural Hall and the Riviera, and have people walk down, whatever facility would be big enough, and Bella Vista has a little bit of an area, there's other hotels that have a little bit of an area, but not for 300 to 500 people.
Yeah. Well, and I think worth noting is, and you mentioned it a bit, is the...
Whiskey festivals are typically not bar crawls.
Like you're attracting connoisseurs and people who are into high-end liquors. It's a different
clientele.
Correct.
Yeah.
Let's say that. So,
I haven't seen an event like this come to Lake Geneva in memory.
We've attended personally about 10 of these over the last maybe 8 to 10 years, and it's exactly what we're going for. Yeah. This is a little bit of an upscale, upper echelon crowd, you know, that reflects in our ticket pricing. So these are the kind of people that do the higher end tastings at the different restaurants, and we'll stay a few nights and, you know, and enjoy the Lake Geneva. It's kind of, like I would say, it's kind of the clientele we want to have here.
Yeah, I also appreciated seeing that you didn't put 100% of your marketing expenditure in your grant, which is kind of nice. Usually people say, hey,
we'd like to work together.
Everything we're going to spend, and that's what we want our grant to be. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to see that you, and that gives you some of the room to move around resources,
right,
which was smart. So, it's good to see that.
Okay. Other questions on We Whiskey Fest? Ben?
I'm trying to estimate how many people you think are actually going to come. Do it other years, possibly annually, but first time it's hard to know how many people are going to show up.
Right.
How is this going to all come out? I mean, you've got so much for ticket money. You need this much for grants. Is there going to be a profit to this somehow?
Hopefully, eventually. We're not. I mean, this senior, it's our first year. We, you know, we've a lot of our blood, sweat, and tears and money into it as well. We're hoping to break even this year and let it, you know, naturally grow into something that can be profitable.
Well, how many people, the largest group, do you estimate you're going to have for one show?
Probably cap it at 500 for now.
You've got a place that will take 500 people.
Correct, which is
worth it. But not in Lake Geneva.
Well, for the
event. Yeah, just
the
a four-hour part of the whole weekend is one of the tastings where all the vendors show up and everybody walks through and has a taste of something and then they go on to other things. So you say it's kind of the main event because it is that one big area where everyone will be there to do this. But that's only, again, 4 hours of the entire weekend.
Yeah.
But in the future, if this goes another year, you might be able to get 500 people into the Riviera.
There's no liquor license.
We can, unfortunately.
But you have to get somebody to sponsor it that would have a liquor license. That's been done before.
Not for hard liquor, unfortunately. Beer and wine you can do, but when it comes to
we try very hard liquor, to keep this all in the city. Yeah. You have to have a liquor license on premises to give away the liquor and bill it at zero.
There can't be an exchange of cash for alcoholic beverages.
So even so, we're not ticketing people there or selling tickets there. It was kind of that hairy overview of that, like, well, that is, you're selling a ticket, but we're not exchanging any money at the venue. You know, there's not going to be walk-in people buying tickets, but I think the city just didn't want that liability.
And for like weddings and social events, you're going to an event that somebody's hosting,
right.
So that's the host is paying for everything. There's no exchange of ticket sales and cash bar type thing. Everything's got to be hosted.
Well, it's
it still has to be built somewhere.
So I'm with Ken a little on that's this is a big ask for a first time event. So I love the luxury of, you know, having a crystal ball to know, like, hey, this is going to be great, or this is going to be under what we estimated. So I'm just kind of stuck on. I definitely want this event to happen. I think I have the advantage of knowing some of the leadership behind the event that you can put it together. It's just it's a big ask. This is on the high end of a grant request. And for a first-time event, I just have pause on how we can be most effective in helping this come to town. and also be fiscally responsible on our side, to know that we're not overstepping or being a little too free with the grant money for first time. I don't know if there's a question baked in there.
I can reference other first-time events that you've done $15,000 for, and they're not in the city at all, and they have no overnight stays really on the books. It's been a one-day event.
I think the amount requested started to increase a little bit when we started committing to how much advertising we are doing with this, and how much exposure will, whether they come to the city or not, but the major exposure for the numbers estimated is what it's going to be for how much money we put into it. This is also... Whiskey. It sounds like this is definitely something. We have 40 plus distilleries coming, and about 30 of them are Kentucky or outside the state. Big, popular branded distilleries that are coming to Lake Geneva for the first time too. So this is meant to be like a higher end in the whiskey world. This could put us on the map for having one of the bigger events in the Midwest. So something that would possibly, we hope, to be the biggest and the best one moving forward. They're popping up here and there, but we're kind of ahead of this game where this is meant to. This is going to be big.
Good. Yeah.
Is there any way we can work out or figure out something so they can host the event?
Well, maybe not this year, but
yeah, it sounds like that's going to be a bigger
fish to fry. I talked to Vanessa, and we can sidebar on that with some of the Wisconsin wedding barn law that goes into effect in 2026, but it would open up a big door for events like this, other charity events. Open the door for everything beyond weddings.
I wouldn't expect the attendees to be branching out all to Lake Geneva and bringing a lot of business either, though, unless I'm wrong. I mean, they're going to be in their venues. And
I would counter that with yes. I would say you're wrong on that, because everything else we have planned is in downtown Lake Geneva.
Right, would they be leaving your event and then coming to the other stores?
Yes,
and things,
or absolutely.
Well, technically for that 2 to 6 p.m. on Saturday, everyone's there. And then from there, they move on.
Right.
So there's Friday night's things that we'll have, then the Saturday little window, and then from that point on, it's the rest of it's downtown Lake Geneva.
And people are sprinkled everywhere, and then they come together for the...
And four hours at a liquor tasting is a long time. Most people are in and out of there 2 hours. You know, it's a more ebb and flow, and you know, they go back and get ready for dinner, and, you know, we have
five or six
different dinner pairings available for them, all within the city limits of Lake Geneva.
And we are taking, like Dan said, full responsibility for this. We're like not lightly. That's not even in our. We're renting buses, shuttles to bring people back to Lake Geneva, to their hotels, to the areas where they're on foot. So we're taking responsibility very.
You know, so part of it for me too is looking at this as, hey, if we're investors, and this is actually Shark Tank, and we're trying to decide on something, part of that is, look, you don't always know how it's going to go, but a good part of the battle for me is who's behind it, because they have to be able to make decisions as they go on how the event's going to go. And the requirement on these grants is that you're turning in paid receipts for marketing expense that they actually went and did. So they ran ads, they brought people to town, likely to generate overnight stays. So I think a first-time event is always a leap of faith. I appreciate that you served on this commission for several years, and who both of you are in putting this together. So I'll make a motion to approve the $20,500 for We Whiskey Fest.
Want to jump on there with me? Mary Jo, look at that.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Some more conversation. It's Kia.
I had just one question.
So on the little flyer that we gave you on the back of it, is the different levels of the ticket pricing? Yep.
I don't know if it goes into much details.
A little bit. So the $125 is the general admission, so that gets you into, you know, the general admission from 3 to 6 at the grand tasting, and then allows you to, I mean, go to any of the other events besides the VIP event that's at Maxwell.
The Saturday night party and the cocktail contest and the closing parties. So pretty much entry into all the other parties beyond the grand tasting.
Yep. And the VIP, you know, you get the VIP hour plus some other swag and entrance to a couple of other specific tastings that are not included for the general admission. And that big one, that 945, is a couple's package, where you get the hotel room stay, you get...
At Maxwell Mansion.
At Maxwell Mansion. You know, you get the two VIP tickets, access to VIP-only tastings and other goodies in there as well.
Any of this package included?
Mostly
all
the
cart.
Correct.
Yeah.
You had many 945s?
We had actually, so we,
I think,
yeah, we were going to cap it at 10. We've had 8 already, so it was actually our first ticket that we sold was the bottle of bomb package.
So Ken, that's what I'm getting at with this is we don't have an event like this. And if they're pulling in national brands that are going to come to Lake Geneva and showcase their whiskeys and the people that are fans of theirs, I think our folks that we would like to have visit Lake Geneva.
And then likely underestimating how popular.
Well, I think there's market tailwinds right now that you guys are probably feeling.
We just started the marquee campaign.
Moment.
Yeah. Right?
It is about as popular as it's ever been. Mm-hmm. And we know that. And again, we've gone to these, and there's never anything around here like this. So that's the backdrop of our city. The right type of event for the right type of clientele makes so much sense to us.
Well, and they're partnering, they've got WGN, they've got, you know, Wisconsin Valley Media Group, because they're very smart. So I think you've made good decisions on the marketing expenditure to where that's why I think you're underestimating. Because the people in Chicago in April
who are involved in whiskey or that are coming to town for things, like, they're going to be here. So I
really ask that, and you know, Stephanie, you were on here before.
Yeah.
Get Visit Lake Geneva on board with helping to promote an event like that.
They're actually already on their events page. They are completely behind us. Sherm is on the visit board as
I
well.
I am a board member, so I would let them know way ahead of time that this is going to happen.
Yeah.
And they're fully supporting it. Our club is technically a member of that. So
of the chamber, yeah.
Yeah.
If she were here, I know Stephanie would be.
Yeah.
She's the one that talks us into the WGN, and that seems to be working. That's actually technically the only thing that's running right now. ESPN hits next week, and then the other ones hit about 2 weeks after that. So it's the real big push is right after St. Patrick's Day. That's kind of when we figure our peak. So really, we're getting this with just WGN right now.
And the Facebook marketing. Facebook market we've already done for last month.
Right.
Brian, if you hadn't given us such an optimistic cash flow report earlier...
I know, I was thinking maybe we should ask for the website too.
Not just cash flow, the money that we're sitting on.
That's very exciting though.
We still have cash flow on top of that.
And one more question. I think they are promoting all the hotels individually. Why can't they just promote the whole?
Yeah, well, I would say.
So all of, sorry, if you don't mind. So on our website, all of hotels are linkable, they're clickable, so you can click right to their website. Yeah,
they're all listed.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say in the future there's hopefully an opportunity to figure out
whatever
regulatory hurdles we need to get through
at the Riviera, because it would be fantastic to have that big event there.
Yeah, even like a welcome party or something. Mm-hmm. We have to find someone to host it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the whole cash exchange
exactly.
That happens.
Yeah.
That violates the liquor licensing. And
they've got gauge posts, they can pick them up and then...
Right? Stand here, but go get a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe more to come for like 2026, so
right.
Maybe in like 2 years. But
to be honest, the thing about that too is I know we keep talking about that's our main event, because technically it is, but that is not, I mean, that's kind of minimum for how much money we're putting to rent that facility compared to everything else. So it's just a little chunk of it, really.
Right.
You know, for that one part. Everything else is in the city.
We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Well, look at that.
Thank you guys.
Congratulations.
Very much.
I really look
it.
Forward to this event. I hope to speak
hope to see you guys there.
Year.
That's the plan.
Yeah, rival Winterfest in a few years. Come in and have a big celebration.
That sounds good.
Stephanie might have to arm wrestle.
Thank you all very much.
I appreciate it, guys.
Appreciate
thank you.
Thank you. All right, thank you everyone. Agenda item number 10, discussion on the City of Lake Geneva. If you remember, this was, we were all to go look at the website and see what the user experience looked like.
Uh-huh. I think this was also for the city hotels.
City
oh, I'm sorry, I have the wrong
the wrong one.
Oh, it's both. Lincoln's and Lipson and...
Tourism application.
Oh, no, yeah. You do have
one. I do have the wrong one, sorry. Yeah, this is the, let me read what it says instead of jumping ahead. This is agenda item number 10. This is discussion about the link on the city website and revision to the tourism grant application listing city website page showing city hotels and lodging. Mm-hmm. So this is about linking to a web page where we show all of our hotels.
Yes. So I met with Dave and Vanessa, and they brought some concerns to the table that I had not thought about. If we did something on the city's website, it does show favoritism to a certain industry. So if there's a hospitality page, does there need to be a manufacturing page? Does there need to be a retail page? And how do they not show favoritism to the tourism side of things?
The city of Lake Geneva's website.
Yes.
Okay.
They also said it kind of puts their staff in a position to potentially field calls when people have questions instead of reaching out to individual hotels. Our thoughts of kind of sitting and brainstorming, like, we still need to find a solution to what's going on and what we want to do to push people from these tourism grant awards into our city hotels. And our solution was creating an interactive PDF that these grant recipients would either email out, put in their ticketing information, and then they could link it to their website.
The whole website, but the city can just have a page allocated to tourism.
Side of that was they said that the listing of these hotels is already in multiple places, and I kind of debunked some of the Visit, because Visit is membership based. There's things on there that are outside of the city limits.
Well, let me ask a question. I don't know if Ken and if the aldermen among us know who maintains
and manages the City of Lake Geneva website.
It's Vanessa right now. And then anything, there's certain things that she manages, and then anything that she doesn't manage goes to, like,
she creates the website. She's not actually adding pages and...
Well, somewhat, because she adds in, so like if we change the grant application, she would be the one that would then log that onto the website and make those changes.
But they don't have the capability of actually making an entire new website and a new domain.
Like, no. She's just...
That you would use source out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she should be able to put a link to that, just... One option.
Yeah, you can have
a
and then clicks on the tourism logo.
And then just go to open the hotel page.
And but then what page, where does it go?
And you need a landing page.
And so this is where
it can get too muddy. Like the bid has a page, Visit has a page, Riviera has a page.
That's where we can put the PDF version of it is, you know, have an interactive PDF that has links to all of the hotels. But then, you know, they click on it, and then it sends you to Carver Shores.
Okay, but you have the tourism logo, and then...
Yes.
I think so. I would think that would...
Yeah, I mean, the
digital marketer in me
looks at this and says, look, the right way to do this is to have a standalone URL and web page that lists all the City of Lake Geneva hotels and motels in one place.
And it's trackable. So
and it's trackable, and you can advertise to it. It gets SEO because it is LakeGenevaHotels.com or whatever the heck you call it. But and so that's the right way to do it. But who's, and tourism could very easily pay for that. But who's building it? Who's maintaining it? We're not an organization that has the expertise to manage that.
Okay. So whoever is managing City's website can do this in...
Well, they're managing it and building it is a different story.
Yeah. And this would be a completely separate web address.
And as hotels go on and off, their links are going to change. Like, it needs to be actively managed.
Yeah.
And I,
and the only person currently in the room that can potentially manage that is you, and that is not in your scope of work.
I mean, it could be something.
You got the Riviera.
But I think it's something that could maybe.
No, but see, so you could.
This can be built in a way that if you're maintaining the listing on the Riviera website that says here's all the HDM City Hotel hotels, it's basically scooping that data and putting it under a new URL. So if you change one, it'll change the other. But this requires hiring an agency that can build that.
And then who's fielding any sort of RFPs that come in and getting that to the hotels?
Well, that's a totally different. This is just a landing page.
Just a landing page.
So it's only job at all is to show everyone where they can stay.
And then when they click
a link, they're gone.
They're
going to that hotel's website. So the only updates over time would be adding hotels, updating pictures. Or if a hotel changes its website link, you have to change the where it's pointed.
So
once it's built, there wouldn't be much maintenance.
And that would be the kind of thing that would last a long time.
Yeah.
If we built that.
Should I look at getting some pricing on that and then put together like a grant request? That would then create this separate.
This is the right way to do
sense.
It. It really is the right way to do it.
Because I use Wix for Riviera, so
yeah.
I think if it stayed in that and I just had a separate. Let me talk. I have a contact person I think I can reach out to.
If you're willing to do that, that would be fantastic.
Stay under that same account, and then what is the cost for maintenance fees and getting it created and creating that shell? And
because it's literally just scooping that page.
Yeah.
So it would be programmatic and it would go under a new domain.
Mm-hmm. And one page website shouldn't cost much even with the domain.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it isn't like all we're advertising a certain type of business. We are in this business. As
yeah,
a
just like the Riviera.
Yeah.
Or anything else. Yeah.
I mean, when you get 30% from taxes, that would be a business.
So I 100% agree, and this is what I'll say. I totally agree with that, and I think they should do that, but there's something kind of nice about having our own, like as a tourism commission, because we can make the decision.
I don't mean that. I was saying about them saying
not
he can't
yeah.
get on the website.
Then
right.
Yeah, that's
right.
Not
we're
a nice
showing favor to them. Most they want us to spend their 30% too.
Yeah.
Should be a proof that
So I think the action item for this is So I think the takeaway from this is in terms of future agenda item. Heather's gonna ask for, you know,
it's a pricing.
An estimate to host this, a copy of Riviera's page under a new domain that just lists the hotels, and that's where we drive it. And the Tourism Commission pays for it, hosts it,
the
and we can deal with the city's reluctance later.
We can report.
You
have the report on it to
see. You can see.
And then, you know, I can go in there and, you know, geographically, I mean, I can tell if somebody's on our website in Africa.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
tells you
yeah.
every.
And Heather, you can do SEO and you can do marketing. This is a good idea.
Yeah.
We can get like Lake Geneva tourism commission that comes.
Well, hold on that though, because what I would ask for is that the URL has the word in it that someone would search for, like LakeGenevaHotel.com. So it has that word in it, because then for SEO,
Lake Geneva Lodging or something,
like whatever. So again, it's like I have a background in this, so I can't help it. The way I would approach this is go to Google's keyword search tool
and see how many people every month
search for certain words that have hotel and motel in it, and pick out whatever the top five are, and they get thousands of searches a month.
And then try to
register a domain name that incorporates as many of those search terms as possible. And that's your domain, because then you'll show up organically. And then if you do some paid advertising, which I think we should talk about in the future, running continuous ad campaigns advertising our hotels and motels, then your rank, your page rank for those keywords that you're advertising also goes up. And all of a sudden they wonder how you're showing up in a hotel search above Grand Geneva, above Ridge, like all of the Lake Geneva hotels. So step one is, can they build it?
Okay.
But I wouldn't mind if we get a grant request and an amount approved. The company that's doing this, I would love to just have a quick call with, say, here are a few Jedi Mind Tricks while we're constructing this
okay.
that might benefit the city for years, if you set it up the right way the first time.
Okay, awesome.
Yep, and then do many more printer systems.
Yeah.
I think it would be huge if we had.
I'm surprised we haven't talked about it.
And using the tools that are part of having a website and the tracking, and I think that it helps for grant approvals, knowing what kind of traffic they generated, what kind of hotel interest was generated.
Want to see this in action?
So search anything with the word kayak in it around here, and Clearwater owns all 10 first spots that appear. Yeah, that's not by accident. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Cool. Okay. Next one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you for
staying on it.
Yeah. And thank
absolutely.
You.
It's a win-win. It's only gonna
you
benefit.
You don't sit here, but you do exactly more than what we do.
The meetings.
This is a part of the
keep it. That's right. Keep it going.
The meetings between the meetings. Yeah. We should just have to sit.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm
surprised. Sorry. Cool. Yeah. She's like, I want it. I want it. Dennis is like, I'll sit up there. Careful, they'll rope you into a commission or a, what's the word?
Committee.
Okay, agenda item number 11, discussion action. Debrief follow-up form, making this a permanent agenda item after the grant request.
Agenda item. So
this was,
it's a little worrying.
But we got it. So these are the, Ken, you'll like this one. People, when they fill out their receipt reimbursement request, they have to turn in a form that says, how did the event go? How many room nights did you generate? How many attendees did you have? Right? And then we would need to review those. We keep it as a permanent agenda item. So anybody who turned in, finished an event prior to the previous meeting, we would have those forms and they would be in the agenda pack.
Well, and we get them by email.
Yeah.
It's just that we don't ever talk about them. It's not on the agenda.
Right. So do we want to put those, do we want to put those follow-up forms, is there any proprietary information in there that we wouldn't want?
They submit it, it's an open records request.
Public anyway. Yeah. Okay. So let's just get it in the, let's just start putting them in the agenda packet.
Well, as an item to be able to talk about.
Yeah. Okay. So that's just us, we don't even vote on that, we just make it an agenda item.
Well, we should vote on it so that they know it's a directive and not an option.
Okay.
Motion
to that.
There you go.
Second discussion. All right, so the motion and
the second is to approve a permanent agenda item directly following the grant requests to review the follow-up form.
Mm-hmm.
Any follow-up forms that have been turned in since the last meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Opposed? Wonderful.
No, what
do you think Dennis fill them out for us?
What's that?
Dennis should have to fill them out for us.
Yeah.
He has to submit them. No.
Tell us how it went.
What didn't make it onto the agenda was discussion, possible action on revisions to, because we remember we were supposed to go.
Yeah.
I don't know how
that
didn't.
Yeah, that was in the future generators.
That's okay. But,
well, you know what? We're missing a couple people, so we'll just roll forward.
Okay.
So that agenda item is just to go, imagine you're going to make a grant request,
pretend you're someone that's about to fill out a grant request and go to the website, get the form, and do a user interface experiment and see how that is for people filling it out and see if we're missing anything, if we can make it better. I already have some reviews because I looked.
And the one thing that I was shocked is it's the old logo.
Yeah. Well, here's another thing. If you Google search for it, you find it immediately. Try finding it from the city's website. You can come in. We're just wrapping up the tourism meeting.
Oh, you're done or no?
We're just about done. You can still come in.
But it's under, oh, you're like, because where would you find the tourism?
Well, you can find it. You can find it, but you can't find the grant request form.
If you click on government, you go to tourism portion and it's over on that side.
Yes, that's a reach.
Well, that has the new logo too. That wasn't there last time.
Yeah, not this does, but the actual application doesn't.
Okay. No, I mean that link.
Yeah, the link does, and that.
But was the link there prior to the website?
Do you remember the video?
I didn't see it.
You can see it's special.
It's a